This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, January 16th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Zeldin, Burgum face Senate hearings today. Rollins backed by ag groups. House Dems go after tariffs. And Booker tells Rubio to look at Africa. Zeldin and Burgum up today in Senate hearings. More Senate confirmation hearings are on tap for today. President-elect Donald Trump's pick to head EPA, former New York Representative Lee Zeldin, will appear before the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. Former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, selected to be Interior Secretary, will testify before the Energy and Natural Resources Committee. Zeldin will be questioned about biofuel policy. Kansas Republican Jerry Moran, for one, will be asking him about his approach to sustainable aviation fuel. Zeldin was a critic of biofuel policy when he was in Congress. Now, in addition to Ag Secretary nominee, Brooke Rollins will have her hearing on Thursday the 23rd. The Senate Agriculture Committee announcing that late Wednesday. Rollins gets backing of national and state ag groups. A wide range of national and state farm and agribusiness groups is calling on the Senate to quickly confirm Brooke Rollins as the new Agriculture Secretary. The groups say in a letter to the Senate Ag Committee, quote, "We need her leadership now at USDA to advocate for a new farm bill, stabilize an agricultural economy in decline, support the full food and agriculture forestry value chain, and continue American agriculture's long history of providing the most secure, affordable, and nutritious food supply in the world. USDA has the power to help turn things around with strong leadership." The groups also say Rollins, quote, "has brought the perspectives of the American farmer and rancher to her work throughout her career, and that she championed rural priorities across the federal government while serving as acting director of the White House Domestic Policy Council during Donald Trump's first administration." House Democrats try to force congressional vote on tariff plans. A group of House Democrats has introduced a bill to stop the next administration from using emergency powers to enact tariffs. Trump is reportedly considering declaring a national economic emergency to impose new tariffs. The proposed legislation would eliminate tariff enacting authorities from the president's emergency powers, and the Democrats hope to force a vote on any new tariffs. Congress needs to have a voice and, most importantly, a vote in such far-reaching economic decisions. Representative Suzanne Delbene of Washington State told reporters. Delbene and Representative Don Beyer of Virginia led the group of 11 lawmakers. The legislation won't move without GOP support, but Beyer is optimistic that proposal could eventually secure Republican backers. Beyer said they may not be with us in the short run because everyone is cowed by the new president-elect. But he added that many GOP lawmakers would agree the bill of the bill's intent. I'm hoping that fear of crossing him diminishes over time. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. U.S. is being outplayed in Africa with economic implications, in the words of Cory Booker. The U.S. is being outcompeted in Africa and could miss out on vast market opportunities. That's the warning from the New Jersey Democrat, Senator Cory Booker, to Trump's pick for Secretary of State Marco Rubio at the Florida Republicans' confirmation hearing yesterday. Booker touted the continent's economic potential. He pointed to a growing population and vast resource wealth and lamented the lack of U.S. engagement with African countries. We as a nation have not really prioritized it, Booker told Rubio. By contrast, China and Russia are investing heavily in the continent. We are simply being outplayed in ways that if we can counter, if we had real focus and real strategy for engaging Africa, Booker said. A new African strategy, he added, would be tantamount to planting seeds for the future. Rubio agreed with his Senate colleague on the continent's economic promise, but Rubio stressed malaria and terrorism represent major obstacles to deeper economic engagement. Check out these stories at AgriPulse.com. We posted a lot of news stories on our website yesterday as one administration rushes to finish its work and another prepares to take over the federal government. Rebecca Alvey penned a couple of pieces, one on FDA's decision to prohibit use of Red 3, usually known as Red Dye number 3, from food, beverages, and drugs. The chemical linked to cancer in animals has been on consumer groups' dartboards for decades. Alvey also wrote about the new climate smart guidelines released by USDA that are designed to work with the 45Z tax credit rule released by the Treasury Department last week. Noah Wicks covered the Federal Trade Commission's approval of lawsuit against John Deere over the company's policies on farmers' right to repair their equipment. Phil Brasher wrote about the latest consumer price index, which showed egg and meat prices contributing to the 0.3% monthly increase in grocery costs. Oliver Ward chronicled Florida Republican Senator Rubio's mostly amicable appearance before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, in which he bashed China and said ag trade is a major point of tension between the U.S. and Mexico. And Steve Davis reported on the second agreement with a meatpacking company this week over child labor. On Monday, it was JBS contributing $4 million to child labor causes. This time, it was Purdue, although the company admitted no liability. Well, here's today's final word. Energy is critical to human lives. That Trump's Energy Secretary nominee, Chris Wright, during a hearing yesterday, though he added climate change is a global challenge that we need to solve. Trade-off between these two are decisions that politicians make and the decisions that will impact the future of our world and our quality of life, Wright said. Wright has been criticized in the past for comments casting doubt over climate change. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, January 16th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.